Next week, St John and Moncton will be submitting their comprehensive bid document to the Canada Games Council for their joint bid to host the Games in 2029. This closely follows a community kickoff of the bid, which took place on Monday, bringing together local stakeholders. Local 107.3 FM caught up with the co-chair of the bid committee on the St John side, Bill McMackin, at a busy uptown coffee shop. McMackin spoke about the process so far and the interaction between the two cities, as well as the potential benefits to the communities and what the Games will ultimately look like.
It's essentially New Brunswick's turn to host the Canada Summer Games. Last January, the province kicked off the bidding process. We are doing a comprehensive bid document. We will hear about that in February, and they'll do a site visit. And we should know in early April that it's official. We've had really positive feedback from our community partners, from our municipalities in both regions. There's strong support in the St. John region and the Moncton region for this, so we think we're in good shape.
St. John, Moncton and Fredericton were all given the opportunity to bid, but McMackin talked about why a St. John and Moncton joint bid, the sole bid now on the table, made sense.
It makes for an opportunity for both communities to share the opportunity, also share the risk of hosting something like this, and it allows us to take advantage of the best assets between the two regions and pull together a really regional approach in Greater Moncton and the St. John region, which is going to, I think, result in a really positive event for the community. When we really looked at how to do the games and take advantage of good recreation assets between the two of us, we really had everything we needed. So there wasn't a need for a massive capital investment in new facilities, which the government of New Brunswick was really positive in supporting. The other part of it is that when you looked at the village capacity of the two universities, both University of New Brunswick St. John and UDM are not massive universities on a resident scale, so we didn't quite have the bedrooms to accommodate the needs of hosting the games all in one community. It's about, you know, 1,200 athletes a week in each campus. We're really going to have two distinct kind of components of the games. You know, the athletes will that are in Moncton will live in Moncton, will compete in Moncton. Similarly, here in St. John, they will all get together for an opening. If you're an athlete that comes in week two, you get to go to the closing. You get one or the other.
A lot of investment will be needed in sports venues, including the St. John Aquatic Centre. While such investment may be a potential long-term benefit, McMackin went into further detail about what the cities might gain.
There was a desire on behalf of the regional communities here and similarly Moncton to share the risk, and to be able to share that across a broader region was beneficial. That said, none of the games have run deficits in recent years, so I don't think it's a huge risk. There's a significant economic benefit. When you factor in the fact that we have only a little over 4,000 hotel rooms between the two regions of Moncton and St. John, you know, that's a lot of people, that's a lot of heads and beds.
Andrew Beckett of Envision St. John, the growth agency responsible for economic development, added an economic perspective to the prospect of the city co-hosting the games.
Our feeling in terms of doing it collaboratively was that there's ways to better utilize existing assets in both areas to minimize the amount of capital investment that's going to be required and deliver a product that was going to be really good for the athletes that are coming, beneficial to the entire province. I think there's great opportunities for us to be doing more in collaboration with whether it's Moncton or Fredericton on other things, but we just, rather than being in a win-lose situation, we think there's an opportunity for both communities to do very well through these types of collaborations. In terms of putting on the games, the operating budget for the games is in the $35 to $40 million range. A good portion of that, about $10, $11 million, is paid for by the federal government. The province will be putting in $7 or $8 million towards it. Local municipalities have agreed to contribute $4 million, and then there's a whole fundraising part that goes along with it. But so it's a fairly big undertaking. The economic impact associated with hosting the games has been measured in past games. It's estimated to be in the order of $200 million to in terms of the tourism and visitor side of things.
However, Beckett also took care to note some more advantages on the cultural side.
These are great community building events. People still talk about the 1985 Canada Games when it was here, and it's a great way to build community. And I'd suggest, particularly at a time where we've seen the number of new people moving to the province, events like the Canada Games provide a really interesting space to bring people together in a joint celebration that helps build community.
There's been talk about bidding on some additional sporting events that are unrelated to the games as a partnership between the two communities. So that chance for us to create that partnership with Moncton, do more stuff within just the province, and it's not far in any real suburban terms.
A successful 2029 Canada Games, what would this mean to St. John in terms of the potential to host other events as a city itself?
The refresh on our infrastructure alone sets us up to be a bidder again on certain activities. And I think really the huge benefit is the potential enthusiasm that when you combined together kind of that whole Southern New Brunswick corridor, the energy that can be created between the two communities and the whole kind of southern part of the province, I think it has the potential to kind of put us on the national map and, kind of help invigorate the view of New Brunswick nationally. And these types of events raise the profile, put us on the national stage, and are exciting opportunities.
As for what McMacken hopes that visitors to the Games will experience,
I think what we want to really do is raise the profile of the province, raise the reputation that we have, prove and show that we can deliver events at a national and high quality level. We've done it already, so it's not like we aren't able, but again, it's another opportunity to do that. My sense is that you come out of this, that people say it was a wonderful 2 weeks of sport and culture. At the same time, it's a I'm proud to be a New Brunswicker, and other people that look to New Brunswick and realize, there's a lot here to be respected and valued.
This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.